When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Print-on-demand niche research can be approached a number of different ways. When I do my top five niches of the week videos, I'm typically talking about the more predictable upcoming trends that we can position ourselves to capitalize on ahead of time. In this video, I want to talk about the unforeseen trends, trends that maybe didn't even exist yesterday that are making people multiple sales today. There is a way to identify these and expedite the process. All right, I'm going to show you that in this video and also share a few niches that literally might not have existed yesterday that are already selling today that you can capitalize on. So let's get to it. Guys, there's so many ways to find new trends, but this is my favorite way of expediting the process. We're going to be using the Merch Dominator research tool. And on the left-hand side, go to MBA and KDP and click Best Sellers. This is how simple it is. It doesn't have to be hard, all right? Change sorting to newest and hit search. Before you do that, you just see the bestsellers organically, but now it is filtering for new submissions, newly submitted products that are already selling. It's incredible that this feature exists, and they're using automation to basically scan for these every single day and bring them to you in real time. They're not all going to be big winners that are the next big trend, but the next big trend is almost always certainly going to be captured here in Merch Dominator under the newest bestsellers. So here's a few examples. Let's just take a look. A lot of these are simple text-based designs, by the way, which I love. Now, I noticed that there are a few of these Angry George's Dreamland shirts. You can see there's like four of them here. So I went ahead and I Googled what that was. It looks like a professional athlete wore the shirt, okay? Now, does that mean you can't sell the shirt just because a famous person wore it? No, that does not mean that you can't sell the shirt. But you also have to actually look at what's in the shirt and decide for yourself, like, is the actual shirt design elements IP protected? That is a completely different story. But the fact that somebody who's famous wore the shirt does not mean that instantly it can never be sold on a platform, okay? It's the design itself that you need to worry about and the keywords associated with it if you intend to sell this on Amazon, on Etsy, etc. Okay? So that's just one example. But the fact that it looks like all of these were submitted, you know, mere days ago and they're already generating sales. The Angry George's shirt as an example. Another one. So there's a shirt here that says domestic terrorist. And now YouTube's going to probably take 15 minutes to check this video when I submit it. It's just the world we live in. There's another one right here. So already I see two shirts of the domestic terrorist. Now, I mean, it's one thing to be like, oh, that's what it says. Let me look into it. It's another to just be like, that is a black shirt with white text. I can recreate my own version of that in 10 seconds. Perhaps I should just do a quick trademark search. And if it's not trademarked, go ahead and submit my bid, right? When I say submit my bid, I mean make my design. Upload it to Amazon Merch. If it works on Merch, by the way, might work on Etsy, might work on eBay, might work on Walmart. A huge part of Ryan's Method, which allows you to make passive income online through print on demand, is taking that complementary approach, posting on all the platforms with automated fulfillment because it costs you nothing, except in the case of Etsy where it costs you 20 cents. All right, you got me. I knew one of you guys was going to bring it up, but that's, I mean, just a reminder. Like sometimes I'll just say the same thing over and over again because it actually works, or at least it's working for me and it does not require outlier success. All right, rant over. What else do we have? We have Eclipse shirts. We already knew the Eclipse shirts were going to be popping. Gammy of the Sweet One. Okay, Gammy of the Sweet One. So Grandma of the Sweet One, that's a shirt. We'll keep an eye out for multiple of those. I typically look for repetition to identify a potential new trend. A gnome that says, let's trip. Okay. There's a shirt here that says, only whores can read this. Now, I may have peeked ahead of time, and I think there should be at least one other shirt. Yep, here's another one. Okay, so we have multiple of those. Is there a backstory there? I don't know. Oh, there's two more. Okay, so now we've got four shirts that say only whores can read this. You never know. That might be indicative of a coming trend. Again, it's kind of like weird niche. Like the other shirt said domestic terrorist. I'm not promoting these or endorsing these. I am merely a talking head on YouTube that is showing you that there is a software solution out there called Merch Dominator that tries to help you find these potential breakout trends as they're breaking out. Because if you're late to these, it is extremely hard to make any money off them, as you would expect. The people who, you know, move early and move quickly tend to capture most of the money. So, you know, when I see shirts like this, the Madeline is five, I'm not sure what that's in reference to, but it certainly looks like it's probably trademarked, right? So I wouldn't even attempt to sell that. Guys, this is really all I wanted to show you. Military Kid, purple shirt. If you guys caught top five niches of the week yesterday, you knew that Military Kids Day is the 15th of April and that that was coming. Different crews, sub niches. Like a lot of times there's just going to be organic evergreens in here because they're not trying to filter them out per se. It's when you see the repetition of certain shirts that you often are seeing a signal of an upcoming trend. So guys, I'm going to drop a link to Merch Dominator in the top of the description. If you can find, you know, a minute, 2 minutes a day to do what I just showed you, to do that process, you can be successful selling print on demand, but you can expedite the process of achieving a level of success that maybe you want to brag to friends and family about and be proud of. I personally love taking a slower approach, mixing trends with evergreens so that you get that recurring, reliable passive income from sales that you're generating, but you're not reliant on constantly chasing trends. So I like to mix in all of the above. Merch Dominator helps you find the evergreens and the trends, but I know a lot of you guys want that immediate gratification. That's why I decided to show you the trends in this video. So check out Merch Dominator, of course, linked in the description. And that's it, guys. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you soon with another new video.